Chapter 1. January 1970. Attention, le train de 7 heures à destination de Zurich partira du quai numéro 12. Noel Holcroft glanced up at the cavernous dome of the Geneva railway station, trying to locate the hidden speakers. The expression on his sharp, angular face was quizzical. The announcement was in French, a language he spoke but little and understood less. Nevertheless, he was able to distinguish the word Zurich, and that was his signal. The American brushed aside the light brown hair that fell with irritating regularity over his forehead and started for the north end of the station. According to the plan, he was to walk down the ramp to the platform, count 7 cars from the rear, and board at the first entrance. Inside, he was to count again, this time 5 compartments, and knocked twice on the 5th door. Noel walked through the gate, down the ramp, and onto the long concrete platform. 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7th car had a small blue circle stenciled beneath the window to the left of the open door. It was the symbol of accommodations superior to those in first class, and large compartments properly outfitted for conferences in transit, or clandestine meetings of a more personal nature. Holcroft entered and turned left into the corridor. He walked past successive closed doors until he reached the 5th. He knocked twice. "Mr. Holcroft." The voice behind the wood panel was firm but quiet, and although the 2 words were meant as a question, the voice was not questioning. It made a statement. "Mr. Manfred?" said Noel in reply, suddenly aware that an eye was peering at him through the pinpoint viewer in the center of the door. There were 2 clicks of a lock, followed by the sound of a sliding bolt. The door swung back to reveal a thin, well-dressed man in his mid-40s. "Come in, Mr. Holcroft," said Manfred, smiling. "Thank you," replied Noel, stepping into the handsomely decorated compartment. There was a table, 2 chairs, but no bed in evidence. The walls were wood-paneled. Dark red velvet curtains covered the windows, muffling the sounds of the figures rushing by outside. On the table was a small lamp with a fringed shade. "We have about 25 minutes before departure," Manfred said. "It should be adequate, and don't be concerned. We'll be given ample warning. The train won't start until you've disembarked. You'll not have to travel to Zurich."
"I've never been there."
"I trust that will be changed," Manfred replied enigmatically, gesturing for Holcroft to sit opposite him at the table.
"I wouldn't count on it."
Noel sat down, unbuttoning his raincoat but not removing it.
"I'm sorry, that was presumptuous of me."
Manfred took his seat and leaned back in the chair.
"I must apologize once again. I'll need your identification. Also, whatever documents you have on your person that describe physical markings, vaccinations, that sort of thing. I feel as if I'm prying, but..."
"You should," interrupted Holcroft. "I didn't ask for this meeting. Frankly, it comes at a very inconvenient time. I want to get back to New York as soon as possible."
"Yes, yes, I understand," the thin man replied quietly. "But I must insist."
Noel placed the requested documents on the table, and Manfred scrutinized each one carefully. After reviewing the materials for about a minute and ascertaining that everything was in order, the well-dressed man cleared his throat.
"Now then, let's begin, shall we? 30 years ago, your father made certain arrangements. He traveled frequently between Berlin, Zurich, and Geneva. He prepared a document that was given in trust to my firm."
"Just a minute," said Noel. "Did those certain arrangements concern money?"
"Yes."
"I'm not interested. Give it to charity. He owed it."
"You may not feel that way when you've heard the amount."
"What is it?"
$780 million.